Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Social workers in this country have to pass a national exam to be licensed, but there's data showing that many people of color and older test takers fail it. And now some critics are asking, is this test even necessary? Blaise Mesa of the Kansas News Service reports.
Welcome to ASWBMSW exam practice test.
This is an online practice test for the social work licensing exam. Some questions ask about technical knowledge.
Number one, in Erikson's psychosocial stages of development, the individual develops after passing through how many stages? A. 6. B. 7. C. 8. D. 9.
Others walk test takers through situations, such as how to respond to a mother struggling to manage her emotions. Courtney Carr is a fourth-year doctoral student and associate professor of social work at the University of Kansas. She's passed the exam twice, but even she dislikes the questions.
We have to pass this test, but it's not necessarily an indication of your practice skills.
The test is run by the Association of Social Work Boards. Their own report recently found that older test takers, non-native English speakers, and people of color failed more often than their white counterparts. Between 2018 to 2021, over 13,000 people have taken the bachelor's level exam. The report measured eventual pass rates, or the percentage of people who passed the test regardless of how many times they took it. White test takers passed 81% of the time. Only 59% of people older than 50 did so. Black test takers, their eventual pass rate was 38%.
This particular exam is problematic.
Darla Spence Coffey is the president and CEO of the Council on Social Work Education. She says the disparities are so glaring, and she urged every state to immediately stop using the exam.
We shouldn't depend so much on an exam without further examination of that exam.
Coffey says graduating from an accredited college program shows an individual's qualifications and can be used temporarily as a substitute for licensing exams. She notes that racial and age disparities are seen across the U.S., but there are some outliers that buck the trend, like the University of Texas Austin. There, white and Hispanic students pass at nearly the same rate, both over 94%, or Indiana University, where multiracial students pass the test more often than white students. Coffey says understanding why some places succeed while others don't is crucial, and she pushed back on the notion that people of color are underqualified.
I hear anecdotes of people that have actually practiced successfully for quite a while and have a hard time taking the test. And that opens up another whole series of questions, like, are standardized tests really the best measurement of competency?
With fewer people of color and older people getting licenses, she believes the system is not creating a social work workforce that matches the communities that they serve. Courtney Carr of the University of Kansas thinks there are reasons black people tend to score low on the test. One is that they might often go to work after college, putting more time between when they are studying versus when they're facing the test.
We often hear in the field, when we're prepping for the test, we're prepping to take the test, but it's not how we may practice.
She says the disparities in pass rates chase away qualified social workers. Better paying, more desired jobs generally require the license. If someone fails the test, they can either pay a few hundred dollars to take it again or get a less desirable job in the field. That could stunt career growth and turn them over to other opportunities.
You know, it's always one thing to say, oh, you could study more, you could do this different. But what the report is telling us is that there's something else going on.
The Association of Social Work Boards acknowledges the racial disparities, but points out that other professional exams show similar results. The group says that systematic issues affecting historically marginalized groups likely affect test outcomes. Stacey Hardy Chandler is the president of the ASWB. She wasn't made available for this story, but she defended the exam to the State Licensing Board in Kansas this October.
We can stand by this test for the technical reasons, but we can also stand by this test because of the work that our subject matter experts do.
Hardy Chandler says suspending licensure exams is not a solution, but agrees the test could use updating. The association is polling hundreds of thousands of social workers to see what tweaks the exam needs, and it offers free online test prep and rigorously checks every question for racial bias. For some states, the debate on what to do over the test is settled before it can even start. Take Kansas, for example. The state licensing board discussed the pass rate disparities, but state law requires social workers pass a national test, and there's only one test that qualifies. For Here and Now, I'm Blaise Mesa.